Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good, the bad, and the ugly. Welcome to our campfire. Scoot in just a little bit closer. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and Peanut. Listen to that campfire this morning. Oh, you gotta love it. Got a little snow on the way in this morning. Pretty rough. Good morning, Vogler Vogler.
Good morning. The bridges were pretty exciting.
Yeah, they were. And how are you this morning there, Mr. Matty G?
I'm here. I'm living the dream.
Living the dream, baby.
It's a beautiful morning.
Back in the studio.
Vogler? How come you always look at me when you say good, bad, and you look at me when you say ugly?
Well, you already know that. We're going to have a great show lineup. We're going to get Michael Wardlaw on with the Conservation Federation. They have their event up there, their convention,
yeah,
right, Vogler Vogler?
We encourage everybody to attend the Conservation Federation Missouri's annual convention. This year marks their 81st convention, and it's being held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City.
Yeah, if you're around there, stop by and see the guys.
March, well, it was the 10th, now it's the 11th
and
12th.
Last night and today, that's what you got to say. You
know, last night and today.
All right. We got Jerry Antley
and
coming
tomorrow
on from Cedar Hill Game Calls, Joe Hollenshad from Devil's Backbone Outfitters, Kim Mayberry of Dance for Children's Advocacy Center, Winchester Ammo's Brad Kreiner. We're going to talk about those new 20-gauge loads for sure. We got Johnny Boy on from Hawaii this morning.
Hey.
How cool is that, huh?
That is.
Huh? Yeah. Great stuff. What else you got for me real quick while we're getting Michael
on? We have
on
the Heritage Banquet, St. Louis Longbeards, and it's today starting at 5:30. You can contact Russ Odie at 314-644-4228. And it's the location is the Elks Hall on 6330 Higgy Road, St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to give away two tickets a little bit later on.
That'd
you
be
can
great
pick them up at the door.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
And today, the 53rd annual longest running turkey call contest in Missouri, turkey call all owl hoot at the Festus Crystal City Conservation Club.
Oh, yeah. That thing's been there a while.
Opens at 5 p.m. today, open to the public, free admission. That's cool. It's free admission.
I think I won that in 1972.
You can call 372. Jeez. 72. Let's see. 314-602-0017. And that's where you can go today, March 11th.
Well, the Conservation Federation of Missouri is having their convention.
Yes.
And they had the awards banquet last night. And we've got Michael Wardlaw on the phone with us. Hey, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How's everything in your part of the world?
Really good. How's things in Jeff City? How'd the awards banquet go last night?
Man, let me tell you what. I feel confident in saying this. We had to set some sort of record last night with attendance. We had 440 people attend the Conservation Awards banquet.
That is so awesome, Michael.
It was awesome.
Yes, that's awesome. That's great news. Sounds like things are working.
I tell you what, we were excited last night. When you have an honoree like the legend that is Glenn Chambers, I mean, it was
yes,
it was easy to see why the house was packed and everybody had a great time. It was it was just great to see so many like-minded individuals come together to support conservation last night. It was truly a great evening.
Yes, and how many years now has the Conservation Federation held this convention?
This would be number 81.
Wow.
We've been doing this for a while.
Well, you haven't, but everybody else has, right?
That's right. I'm with you guys. It's my first go-round.
Yeah. Well, tell us about some of the award winners. Just give us a quick rundown. We want a recap from the awards last night.
You know, it's too early in the morning for me to give you a recap of everybody that won.
That's true. Well, you don't have to be everybody. Just hit me some highlights then, baby.
No, well, we went through the CLC program, which is our leadership core of college students, and awarded several scholarships and just recognized the youth for doing what they do and supporting conservation. That was a big key for last night. Then we go through and recognize all the leaders in the industry, from soil conservation to air conservation, and just all the different aspects of what it is to be a conservationist. And it was just great to celebrate. I think we gave away 18 awards last night.
That's great.
It was spectacular.
Who was the Communicator of the Year this time?
Communicator of the Year was John Nipperandi.
Yes. Oh, congratulations, John.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a great award. I love you seeing you guys do that, because a lot of guys out there and gals work really hard to help promote conservation in the Conservation Federation of Missouri, and it's good stuff. And I wanted to tell you this morning when I got you on the show, you need to quit bidding on the turkey hunt with me. I'll take you turkey hunting. You don't have to keep putting money in there. And you can go to what's the website they can go to, or how can they locate the fundraiser
you
got going on?
You can find us one of two ways pretty easily. You can go to our website at confedmo.org. You'll see under the events tab that you can find the convention. We've got the auction link there. Or you can simply go to our Facebook page. We've got it plastered all over our Facebook page. So just search for the Conservation Federation of Missouri on Facebook, and you can find us there as well.
Yeah, Brandon Butler got a hold of me, and we decided with our good friends down at Devil's Backbone Outfitters that we're going to donate a hunt and raise money for the Conservation Federation. And I clicked on there, and it went to $750 pretty quick. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Plus, you're going to have that in the live auction, right? You're going to continue that?
That's correct. Yeah. We've got 15 items in the live auction tonight. Your package is one of them. And I tell you what, it was awesome to see your package jump up so fast. And, you know, hey, but when you're a legend turkey man like yourself, that's kind of expected.
To know me is to love me, Michael.
Hey, but tonight we've got Redneck Blind to give away.
Yes.
We've got a John Boat from G3, Doolittle Trailers. We've got hunting package, fishing package. We've got all kinds of stuff for you tonight.
That is so cool. So Brandon must be ready to rock today. He's going to give the keynote speech this morning, and the convention's going full blast straight ahead, right?
Well, you know, as the new guy, I wanted to make sure that I got up early and my feet hit the floor about 5:30. I rolled out about 6, thinking I was going to be the first one down here. No, Brandon was already working on his speech, and he's getting ready to deliver that keynote address this morning.
Yes, so, indeed.
Thought I could outsmart the boss, but it just didn't happen.
No, and keep an eye on Bob Whitehead for us, please. He's quite of a rogue.
It was tough last night. He was having a good time with all his friends last night. Yeah, so it was. we'll try to keep an eye on him, but we certainly can't.
Just watch for that big hat. It's that Panama hat. You'll know where he's at.
That's right.
What's really scary is when you don't see the hat and you don't know where he's at. Just like at the trout thing down there in Branson,
well,
when you don't see the hat.
Over your shoulder at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, give out that website again, please.
It is confedmo.org. You can learn all about the Conservation Federation of Missouri, not just our annual banquet. We've got 5 of these type events all over the state. We do sporting clay shoots. We're working on golf tournaments. We've got all kinds of stuff. So check us out.
Yep, and if you enjoy the outdoors and you need to join the Conservation Federation, go to the website and sign up. It's not that much money, and help support a great organization. Great job. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, Michael. Always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us here at the show.
Anytime, guys.
And give Brandon a big old squeeze from Uncle Ray, okay?
You got it.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a great day.
I even took a picture of him on the radio with us so we can post it for later.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I got the microphone.
That seat where he sat, Michael sat, nobody sits in that. That's his chair.
Right,
you know,
and that's his mic.
Got the mic pulled out. Got his coffee there in front of him. How nice is that? Got his donut sitting there.
Fresh ones, too.
One more announcement, then we got to go to break.
2017 Mid-America Open Wild Turkey and Owl Hooting Championships, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Saturday, March 18th at Cabela's Hazelwood Store.
Been a long time since I did that thing where I started saying something. I have no idea what was coming out of my mouth and why I was saying it or what it was going to be or what was coming out. Don't you hate it when you do that? You flatline
all
like
the
that?
Time.
Yeah. Is that called old age?
No, it's called mental incapacity.
Is that what it is?
Big River Gobblers, 318, 2017.
Ooh, Big River
and,
Gobblers.
And they're having their heritage banquet, and you can contact Rich Christopher at 314-546-2668. It's Knights of
Peanut
Columbus
Hall.
Peanut
walked over on the floor and just
Casey Lane
fell over on her side, just fell. Did you see that?
She's wild this morning,
hitting the table, growling and barking at Maddie. She wanted his sandwich. Maddie, nice guy, comes over, gives her part of his breakfast sandwich. Now she's collapsed on the floor, so maybe she'll behave.
She is out.
Vogler Vogler, take us into commercial break.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors Radio, 590 AM, 100.7 FM HD, and it's
very good.
Outdoors Studio, live mobile on demand.
And going into commercial break, got a little special something for Tiny Tim and Bill Cooper, and, of course, our Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Here we
Woo-hoo.
Go.
I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They're terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass. I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Turn up the heat.
Go on and get some, boys.
Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass. Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Like a spider monkey. Go on.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
Greatest Generation my ass. Tom Brokaw is a punk.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I love that.